Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Felix of Cantalice. He was born in the year 1515 in Cantalice, which is a small town of the Rieti Valley. This is also known as the Holy Valley in Italy, because it's there that St. Francis founded four friaries. And you can actually make a nice walk through the woods visiting each of those friaries on the Camino di San Francesco. So that's where St. Felix was born, and he would enter the Capuchin friary. And for 40 years, he worked in Rome as the questor. So he would go about the city begging for alms, both for the friars as well as for the poor. And he was known for his great simplicity, his innocence, his charity, and his joy. In fact, his name, Felix, means happy. So today's reading for the office of readings that the friars pray comes from the writings of St. Francis. And in this writing, he says this: "When we see or hear any evil, when we hear a blasphemy uttered, let us bless, honor, and praise the Lord, who is blessed forever." And this reminds me of my experience that I had yesterday down at Planned Parenthood. So during this novena leading up to Pentecost, we're down there 24 hours a day praying by the power of the Holy Spirit that this Planned Parenthood and all Planned Parenthoods throughout the world will be closed. And when you go down and you pray for an end to abortion, these are the things you hear, right? Blasphemies uttered, foul language, and all of the rest. And, you know, St. Francis writes this back in the 13th century. And the reading is applied to St. Felix of the 16th century. Walking around Rome, I'm sure there were unbelievers and blasphemers of his time. But you know, he never allowed that to take away his joy, because he conducted himself as a good Franciscan with simplicity, innocence, and charity. And when those things did happen, he immediately made reparation. Exactly, by praising God, by blessing God, by honoring the Lord. And so this is good advice, even for our own times. And we entrust ourselves and our prayers downtown to the intercession of St. Felix as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.